In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Belue Show, only on The Fan.
The gang's all here, and we're ready to get a week started here. It's the Buck Belue Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Lot to get to and a short time to get there. Road Dog's ready. Matt Lear's leaving. He should be back. And DT is always ready to go. How was your weekend, everybody? Goes by fast, doesn't it? And how about those storms moving through? My goodness, out in Mississippi? Lord. By the way, 680 The Fan and Atlanta Peach Movers, we're teaming up to help those victims of this past weekend's deadly tornadoes that ran roughshod over Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Donations of bottled water, canned foods, wheelbarrows, gloves, rakes, tarps, generators are being accepted and can be dropped off at Atlanta Peach Movers between 9 and 5 through Wednesday. If you're looking to help, please drop off a donation at Atlanta Peach Movers located at 2911 Northeast Parkway in Peachtree Corners. For more information, call them at 770-447-5121. Of course, I've got my daughter going to college out in Mississippi. Audrey's a freshman. And Braden and Kelly, my wife and son, were out visiting over the weekend. A little hairy. Hearing about all that going down as it moved through Metro Atlanta, too. So looking to help, there's a great way to do it. You can listen many ways to the Buck Belue Show and all the shows here at 680. We're on 680 AM, 93.7 FM, streaming at 680thefan.com. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming, Beaver Direct. Fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. Let them wow you. Up at Cumming. So now we ready to go, DT?
Bucks. Big take.
All right, the big dance. Man, it's been wild and crazy, hasn't it? My goodness. The ones, the twos, and the three seeds are all gone. Not one remaining. And for the first time since seeding started back in 1979, no team seeded higher than four has made the final four. Left dancing? Well, you get a blue blood program in UConn and three programs thrilled to be in the first final four. San Diego State, jacked. Florida Atlantic, hype. Miami, lit. And there's going to be a party in Houston with these three fan bases showing up for the very first time. What about UConn? Well, the Huskies are jacked. But they've been there and done that. UConn has won the big dance four times in the last 23 years. Thanks to Rip Hamilton, Amika Okafor, Kemba Walker, Shabazz Napier, and Jim Calhoun. Legends up in the UConn area. The Huskies are showing up to win, and then they plan on celebrating. These other three programs, I'm guessing, they're just glad to be there. They've never been there before. By the way, who had the Owls, the Canes, and the Aztecs in their final four in their bracket? Not me. Not you. John Michaels had them. But if you had them, Michaels is a big Hurricane man, if you hadn't already figured out. So I'm guessing the rest of you did not have those teams in your bracket. getting to the Final Four. That's cray cray, man. By the way, congrats to John Michaels, our Miami Hurricane guy, off the locker room. John Michaels has officially won the 680 bracket challenge. He's already won it. We hadn't even tipped off the Final Four yet, because he's the only person left standing at 680 The Fan that turned in a bracket and paid the $20. He's the only one that had Miami in the Final Four. All the other top seeds got knocked off. And there's your big take. Yes, sir. I mean, you got to figure these three teams that have never been there, their fan base is jacked and hype and lit. Doesn't get any better than that as far as going and supporting the team and partying down and cheering them on. Looking forward to that. Let's hear from Hurley, the coach at UConn. They were the only team that really has any business being there. Here's Hurley.
What a performance by the boys! I mean, to do what we did to a team of that caliber, a program of that caliber. Obviously, we were just playing at a super high level. But we're not. I don't think we're obviously surprised by the margin of victory, but not surprised about where we're going next because this is who we've been for a large part of the season.
Yeah, he's expecting to win, especially looking at the competition. And again, they've won it four times over the last couple of decades. So really impressive. Now, the Hurricanes, man, I am a little surprised they were able to get there because it did not look good against Texas midway through the second half. And then, boy, they laid the hammer down at that point in time. They've got the old man as the head coach. He'd be the oldest head coach to ever win the Final Four, I believe. Let's hear from Coach Jim.
It's the same exhilaration, just the jubilant attitude, the effort, because you just love when your players accomplish a goal they set out before the season. And I'm a great believer in the 7 habits of highly effective people. The first habit is be proactive, plan ahead. So always talking to the guys about planning, visualizing, seeing yourself being successful. But habit two is, what's habit two? No, habit two is begin with the end in mind. And what we said the first day of practice, we got to start visualizing right now what we want to accomplish and then be working toward that every single day.
Yeah, that is priceless right there. That is priceless. All right, let's see what's popping, man. I know what's popping. I'm going to tell you about it.
Let's find out what's popping.
What's popping is golf fans. We got the Masters just a week away. And this year's tournament is looking like it's going to be spectacular. Hello, friends. The three best golfers in the world today are showing up to Augusta National playing great golf. Got Scottie Scheffler, man, looking good. Got Jon Rahm pounding that driver. And you got Rory. All three of these guys are killing it right now. And after watching this weekend's match play event, and, of course, reading the tea leaves, which I love to do, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm convinced McIlroy is about to break through. That's what I'm seeing. In fact, I'm taking him off the board, DT. I'm taking him off the board right now, a week early. That's right. I'm picking Rory McIlroy to win the Masters.
It's been a long time coming, Buck.
Rory has been sitting on 4 major wins for 9 long years since winning the PGA at Valhalla in 2014. Rory has 17 top 10s in majors, but 0 major wins. Best I can tell, that's about to change. The drought is about to be over. The fact that Rory has never won the Masters and hasn't won a 5th major title is absolutely shocking to me. But the time seems right. Rory has recently made 2 huge changes to his equipment. He's gone back to the old Scotty Cameron Newport 2 blade putter, and he's making putts all over the place. He shortened the shaft on his new TaylorMade Stealth 2 Plus driver. and he's pounding that thing off the tee.
Hey, now.
These two changes have been huge. Saturday in the match play event, Rory made 17 birdies and 36 holes. Something we'll never do. He's bombing the driver. He's rolling the rock. Now, he also recently made a quick trip to Augusta where he played 54 holes in 2 days, and he left totally confident that this is the year. The year he breaks through with a win at the Masters and completes the career Grand Slam.
I noticed something yesterday, Buck, in his post-match interviews. I mean, he was a little let down having not won the event yesterday. He brought it up twice. It wasn't brought up by the reporter. He was talking about Augusta. It was all about getting his game ready for the 2 weeks from now. And you know, putting the pressure on himself to win that. He's not shying away. He's ready to roll from his standpoint.
He looks great, man. And I think he's as confident as he's been in 9 years.
Driver as good as ever. You bomb it at Augusta, you got a nice immense advantage.
Yeah, he's putting it consistently now with, you know, the old new driver. I'm convinced. I'm going to go ahead and take him off the board. So I'm going to turn in my NCAA big dance bracket. Let me throw this in the trash. All right, so I'm ready to go ahead and place the bet on Rory McIlroy winning the Masters. I can just see it already happening. World-class player. Just waited 9 long years to get another major. It's just amazing. All right, there you go. That's how we got it started today. Coming up on the other side, got a lot of Braves news. A big week in baseball. We're going to open the brand new 2023 Major League Baseball season. And our Atlanta Braves are the favorites. And we could be in a little bit of trouble getting the year started. We'll talk about why coming up next. Buck Belew Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. But if you can't be here during that time frame, that's okay, man. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota. Listen anywhere, anytime to the show podcast. Hope your Monday's off to a good start. You got to work on time this morning. It's always a little cray-cray out there when you got some bad weather on that morning rush hour. Road Dog didn't seem to have any problems getting here. Governor Kemp must have dropped him off.
Just come down early and you'll avoid all that traffic, Buck.
Yeah, well, I got, kids, I got to get to school.
So do I.
Yeah. Well, they must start early then.
Your kids can drive themselves at this point, can't they? Aren't they teenagers in high school?
Well, we got one that's a little tough to get up in the morning. In fact, basically we just get a bale of cold water and throw on him to finally get him up. Rhett, not the easiest guy to get up and going.
I just won that bet. I would have put Rhett out there for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Man, I am ready for opening day. I've had enough of spring training.
For the latest on the Braves, it's time to go shopping.
Let's get this thing started, brother. And when are we going to open at home? I can't remember the last time we opened at home. I think that Rob Manfred's got something out for us here. Anyway, looking forward to getting it started on Thursday. Washington be taking on the Nationals. Here we go. And I think, look, We need to get off to a good start. We do. I mean, enough of this nonsense of hovering around the 500 mark and, you know, then later in the season, we lay the hammer down and we blow everybody away. How about a better start? Well, if we're going to get off to a really good start this season, we're going to have to ride three guys in this rotation because, as you probably saw over the weekend, we're going to start the season, we the Braves, starting the season with two rookies in the rotation. Two of them. So that means we're going to ride Max Fried, Spencer Strider, and Charlie Morton the first month of the season. We're going to ride them hard, man. And I think they're capable of holding up. But I'm not sure if we can count on the rookies to go out there and get us wins early in the season. And then the other big thing we're going to have to do, so Fried, Strider, and Morton, big deals to start the year. In fact, they'll be a big deal the entire season, but really need to get them off to a really fast start. And then the second key to us getting off to a fast start, well, we need to score some runs offensively, which means Acuña, who's back 100%. He looks motivated. He looked awesome in the WBC, which I like seeing him play in that. He is ready to hit the ground running on Thursday. Can't wait to see Ronnie swing that bat at the top of this batting order. If you've been following spring training, you've seen where Matt Olson has been banging it down there, brother. I mean, he's hit some bombs. So Acuña and Olson, Fried, Strider, and Morton. First month of the season, it's going to be important for those guys to lead the way. Otherwise, we're just going to be hovering around that 500 mark instead of laying the hammer down. Jared Schuster, organization's top prospect, will be starting game three, the finale up in Washington this coming weekend. And can't wait to see more of this guy. Obviously, he's been impressive down in spring training. A year ago, he was in AA and AAA and did a really good job. 3.29 ERA. Opponents hitting 212 off of him, which is a really impressive number. And you always like to see a guy that strikes out more batters than innings pitched. 145 strikeouts, 139 innings. You're going to see a three-pitch mix, a strike thrower, commands the fastball, low 90s. He's got a slider that he can really command, low and away to lefties. It dives underneath the bat against righties, and he's got a really good changeup. So a three-pitch mix for Jared Schuster. Dylan Dodd, talk about a guy on the fast track to the big leagues. Last season, Dodd was in A-ball, he was in double A-ball, and he was in triple A-ball. All in one year. Making all the other minor leaguers really, really jealous of being able to fast track there. 3.36 ERA, 153 strikeouts, and 142 innings. Opponents hit 247. He's got four pitches. Fastball, low 90s. He's got a plus curve, plus slider, and a really good changeup. He's going to start game two in St. Louis, the second series of the season. And it's going to be special for him because he is from Illinois. And don't you know, his family and his friends are going to be making the trip to St. Louis to see him get his Major League debut start in. Going to be exciting for him. Schuster and Dodd. Starting the year in the rotation for the favorites in the National League, your Atlanta Braves.
You're talking about opening up north, too. If you look at the 10-day forecast on Thursday, when they open up, the high is 55 degrees. Whew, and then down here in
Atlanta. That doesn't sound too bad, though.
Okay. Down here, they had opened it would be 71. On Sunday, when you're going to get that first start, 58-degree, a high.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, and they better be glad that it's not in the 30s. Now you're talking about advantage pitcher.
Well, we experienced that out in Colorado a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Snow.
I mean, I'm not sure what Manfred has against us. He jerked that all-star game out of Atlanta. I'm still a little angry about that. And they refused to let us open at home. Go get them, Braves. The season is upon us. going to be awesome. Nothing like showing up to work on Monday and getting a pop quiz.
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Ballou's Top 5. Presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Yeah, I mean, look, we had a really good weekend. Show up for work on Monday, and here's the pop quiz, DT.
Yeah, we're bringing it to you, Buck. Lots to get to after a busy weekend. So you got lots to choose from when I ask you, who had the worst weekend in all of sports, Buck?
The worst weekend?
On the field, off the field.
I'm going to go with Alabama basketball.
Ooh.
They were number one in the NCAA tournament, the number one seed overall. Number one. And did you see what happened to them Friday night?
That's a shame.
14 turnovers.
Oh.
They went 3 for 27, shooting the three.
Is that bad?
And Brandon Miller, the big timer, the star, 3 for 19, shooting the ball from the floor.
Boy, he didn't have the tournament you expected, huh, Buck?
1 for 10 on threes. Now, he did rebound a little bit, but that didn't play along. yeah, the worst weekend had to be Alabama. Alabama basketball, that is.
Roll damn tide. They'll miss out on this Final Four weekend. All right, Buck. On the other side of the coin, if you will, what was the best performance that you saw this weekend?
Best performance. You know, I ran across something late Saturday night. You know how you're bouncing through the channels.
Sure,
you're trying
something
to come up. You know, the basketball's over and done with.
Right.
So, you know, what can I find here?
There's no Pac-12 football on right now.
And I ran across late Saturday night professional boxing.
Really? Okay.
And I saw Jose Ramirez taking on Richard Comey.
I thought he was a baseball player.
Richard Comey. Now, he's not that politician. All right. This guy's a former world champion boxer. This is like a junior welterweight. 140, 145 pounds, I believe. But I tell you what, I have not seen a boxing match like this one in years.
You found yourself intrigued. Did you enjoy it?
I mean, it took me back to Hearns and Hagler.
Hey, way back.
I mean, these guys, when that bell rang for the opening of the first round, there were haymakers thrown. I mean, this thing turned into
they weren't feeling each other out.
This
or
thing turned
like
into a Pier 6 brawl the moment rang in the first round. And it went to the 11th round where Ramirez was attacking Comey's body with these body blows. And in the 11th round, he landed a right hand to the midsection. Comey took a knee and couldn't get back up. But I'm telling you, man, that's the best I've seen in a couple of decades.
I love it. Boxing
I mean, it
is not
amazing.
Dead, folks. You got that right here on the Buck Ballou Show, talking boxing after a busy weekend. I didn't know where you were going to go, but I didn't think you'd pull boxing. I like that, Buck.
Yeah, Ramirez, a younger guy, Comey at the end of his career, and they went at it, mister.
Love it. All right, yep. Probably should start watching a little more boxing, huh, Buck? All right, but we got Braves baseball coming up on Thursday. One of the biggest stories in all of baseball all through this year, probably, Buck, is going to be the future of Shohei Ohtani.
He's going to be. Did you see him in that World Baseball Classic?
I did, actually,
and it
just continues to impress. It's hard to put into words what he's doing, but he's going to be a very rich man, Buck, and a lot of questions about his future. Do the Braves have a shot at Shohei Ohtani? Go ahead and bust my bubble.
Do the Braves have a shot at Ohtani?
Just a shot, Buck.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? This is a joke, right?
I mean, I didn't think so, Buck. But, you know, we got to put it out there. Think
well,
Liberty's gonna
let me
off?
Just say this. If he wants to win long term, the Braves would be a great place for him. With our young core that we've got locked up, the Braves are going to be winning for the next 5 to 10 years.
You'd be very comfortable here, Shohei.
But look, we're talking about a $400 to $500 million contract.
Whew, minimum.
And so you got to figure the Braves aren't going to be in on that.
Well, yeah, that's the key to the Angel. It seems like the Angels
comes to mind.
The Angels going to try to convince him that that's a good place for him long term. We'll see how he does that. But money talks in the end. We'll see. But Mets going to make a play at that too.
You seriously believe the Braves are going to be in on Ohtani?
No, not really. I was just trying to get you excited on this Monday morning.
I did though. Just surfing around the internet, you see the Braves' name mentioned when it.
Yeah,
I mean,
they have one of the higher payrolls in baseball. It's a good place to win, but yeah, I mean, just
tell that to Dansby Swanson.
Exactly, they're not gonna fork over $50 million plus a year for
$400 to $500 million contract.
Oh yeah, $400 sounds like a bargain at this point from what they're talking about. It's gonna be $50-60 million a year for that young man, and he deserves just about every dollar of it.
Does he?
I think so. Well, we'll see, see how he performs. But as of now, leading up to this free agency, I believe he deserves every dollar of it. All right, Buck, let's move on. We could talk about Shohei all day, but let's move on. What was your grade for Will Levis at his pro day, Buck? Did you get a chance to see Will?
He was slinging it. I recorded it and checked it out.
He was slinging it, Buck. What'd you think?
I mean, how else am I going to do the quarterback club if I'm not watching pro days?
How'd you like that velocity, Buck?
I gave him a B.
Okay.
I gave him a B, and I gave Stroud and Young A's.
Okay. How much do you take from pro days?
Well, it's nice to see him go out there and spin it and make all the throws.
Yep.
But with Levis, saying on Friday, the thing he should do is, because there's been so much talk about this cannon that he's got, and he's been doing most of the talking.
He's got a strong arm. There's no denying that.
And he loves it, man.
He loves the talk.
There's nothing Will Levis
just
loves
him.
More than that cannon arm that he has. But I was saying that you might be better off showing a little touch. They know you can throw it through a brick wall. But can you throw a catchable ball? I think that's really important. But I saw him. He threw a deep ball, a go route, and it hit the top of the indoor facility roof. And all the scouts went, ooh, ooh. Did you see that, man? He hit the roof.
We can't have him on our team. We got a dome.
But I did see where... I'm not a big fan of his footwork. He's a guy that's been sacked and turned the ball over. And those are the two big negatives that I've watched Will Levis play here the last 2 years in the SEC. He gets sacked way too much, holds the ball way too long, and he turns the ball over way too much. And those are the big problems. When you plug in his tape, that's what the pro personnel guys are going to see. And I saw him. He was throwing some of those deeper routes so he could show off the cannon that he seems to be obsessed with. And he was throwing it deep, and he's like shuffling like three or four times. As if you're going to have that kind of time in the pocket in the National Football League to hang it up deep. Dude, you got to get rid of the football.
That's why it's so difficult to take a good...
I mean, this isn't 7-on-7 we're talking about
here.
Yeah,
this is a pro day.
Holding the ball way too long. Now, look, he measured in at 6'4 in cleats and 230 pounds. He's got 32-inch arms. He's got a 10.5... inch hands, look, all those things that they're looking at, I think are meaningless a lot of the time. In love with his arm, so he's trying to fit the ball in tight places, which leads to turnovers and leads to sacks. He has got to improve his feel in the pocket, the feel for pressure, his decision making, and until he does that, he won't be a success in the National Football League.
All of those things.
Next up,
Buck.
Anthony Richardson on Thursday at the Florida Pro Day.
You going to be on it, Buck? You going to be all over it? Well, hopefully that's before the Braves game, right?
Because I understand Cam Newton's going to be throwing down there. I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, how many collegiate pro days is Cam going
to go? Until he finds a job.
He went
to Florida.
I was about to say, go to all the different programs he went to.
All right.
All right, Buck. Last but not least, I got a little tip I heard. You might have some reason to believe. Does CBS Sports have a vendetta against your Atlanta Falcons?
Like what, Atlanta News First you're talking about?
That was what Birdie told me.
You got to be talking about like CBSSports.com,
yeah,
these writers.
The national CBS sports brand.
You know, it's funny you mention that because I saw this over the weekend where CBS Sports Online, CBSSports.com, they ranked all 16 teams in the NFC. And do you know where the Falcons were ranked?
What, about 15th?
16th. What? Last.
Yeah.
In the cellar. The worst team in the NFC. Your Atlanta Falcons, according to CBS Sports.
Oh, what do they know, Buck?
I think they've got a vendetta on the Falcons.
Why would that be?
Well, why else would they have them last? Have they not seen all the spending we've been doing in free agency?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they were talking about the weight room that got rated 27th out of 32 teams in the NFL. Or maybe they were talking about the strength staff that was rated 31st out of 32 teams. Maybe they were talking about their nutrition. They're at their base camp where they gave them a C-.
And why can't they attract high-profile free agents, Buck?
Or their locker room, which checked in at number 25 out of 32 teams.
Ooh.
Wait, look, there's enough negativity, at least on this show, talking about the Falcons. We don't need any more.
Buck's Top 5 on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Time for the Bulldog Roundtable and talking about something nobody's talking about.
The official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Everywhere I go, I'm talking about the Georgia quarterback competition. Hey, Buck, what about Carson Beck? What are you hearing about Brock Vandegrift? Do you like Gunnar Stockton? Who's going to win that quarterback job? Man, everywhere I go, talking about this Georgia quarterback competition. So today, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a competition that not even Road Dogg Gillespie is talking about. I hadn't heard Road Dogg talking about it. But there is a big-time competition going on, totally under the radar. Nobody's talking. You're only going to hear this on this show, the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan. Who's going to be our kicker? Seriously, who's going to be our kicker? Now, you might snicker, you might laugh, you might roll your eyes, but we've been on a really good run here. Rodrigo Blankenship, right into Will Podlesny. And Podlesny has been lights out, man. Nobody's been concerned. When we need a field goal, when Georgia needs three, when they send Podlesny, when they sent him out there, do you know he was 61 of 74 in field goal attempts? I'll do the math. 82.4% success rate. So who's going to be the kicker this season? And if you don't think that's a big deal, think again. Imagine the Dogs being down two late in the fourth quarter up in Knoxville needing a field goal to win. You're going to be concerned then. Now, we've had this guy from Texas, Jared Zirkle, who could kick it out of the stadium, but wasn't real accurate. This is year number four for Zirkle. So this is huge for him. If he doesn't win the job heading into summer camp, end of the season, I would imagine he's probably looking for somewhere else to go. Georgia went out and signed, and you probably didn't realize this, in the 23 class, you're looking at all those five stars, and you didn't even notice that at the bottom of the list, Peyton Woodring signed with the Georgia Bulldogs. Now, who is Peyton Woodring? Well, he was the nation's top-rated place kicker in the 2023 recruiting class. Number one, Alabama wanted him, and Georgia got him. And he's looking to win that job and be the kicker for the next 4 years. Also, a dude named Henry Bates from Ware County down in Waycross is another one in the mix here. So I would assume that Kirby's taking a good long look because Kirby's smart, is smart. And he knows at some point in time, Remember when Georgia needed their kicker on the final play of the bowl game against Cincinnati a couple of years ago, and they sent Pod Lesney out there, and he made like a 50-yarder on the final play of the game to get a win? You never know when those opportunities are going to arise. You better be ready. You better have a kicker. Ask Bobby Bowden. Well, it'd be a little tough to do that right now. But Peyton Woodring is a guy to keep an eye on. And Jared Zirkel, you'll get to see him in G-Day coming up in a couple of weeks. And that is the competition that nobody is talking about.
Yeah, Buck, nobody cares about the kicker until you realize you don't have one.
Exactly.
And then you're in a lot of trouble.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You're only going to hear that on the Blue Show, by the way. Braves are celebrating 404 Day coming up on April 4th with the best of Atlanta at the ballpark. Come join some of Atlanta's most iconic attractions, such as the Georgia Aquarium, Fernbank Science Center, Atlanta Ballet, and many more for a free day of attractions, activation, and fun. Admission's free, so you show up, it's free. Noon to 5, a viewing party in the plaza for that day's game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Mark your calendars Tuesday, April the 4th, and join 680 The Fan for Braves 404 Day. April 4th at the Battery at Truist Park. You can get all those details at Braves.com. We'll come back, wrap things up. There's a big-time quarterback competition going on in the SEC. We'll talk about that. And also, I'm a little concerned about Trey, Ice Cold Trey. We'll hit those topics next. You got the Blue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
I like the way you move. Da-da-da.
Oh, yeah, we're moving. Moving fast on the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. Fastest one-hour show in the Deep South. Got to move fast here to get it all in. Want you to check out our fine podcast here at the station, too, with Braves baseball getting underway on Thursday. We've got a lot of Braves talk going on besides the shows that you hear every day. Like Buck's Beat. This week, I've got a Braves breakdown with Bally's analyst, Gordon Beckham, former Braves player, and a Georgia Bulldog legend. Helped take the Bulldogs to the College World Series not too long ago. So check out Buck's Beat, episode 84, I believe it is. Dropped at the end of last week. And college football, man, we talk college football on this show year-round.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Man, there are some big-time quarterbacks in the SEC, and this year's going to be no different. Will Rogers out of Mississippi State. He's been there for 10 years, coming back for one more year. He throws it around, puts up some big numbers. You got Spencer Rattler there at South Carolina, Jaden Daniels down at LSU. I bet Joe Milton's going to put up some big numbers for Tennessee this year, running that Heupel offense. Wonder about Robbie Ashford over at Auburn. How's that going to work out with Hugh Freeze? I'm going to say he's going to be a winner as far as winning the job goes. Alabama with an interesting quarterback competition going on. You got Jalen Milroe and Ty Simpson. Of course, Georgia has been the talk of the Bulldog Nation. Beck and Vandegrift and Stockton competing over in Athens. But I'll tell you what. You got to go to Oxford, Mississippi to see the top quarterback room in college football today. Jackson Dart, who transferred in last year during the offseason from USC. He's a starter at Ole Miss last season. Threw for 3,000 yards and 20 touchdowns. And he's coming back for more this year. But he's got some big-time competition, man. He might have a little bit of an advantage with the chemistry that he formed with his teammates last season, with the experience in this offensive scheme. But Jackson Dart better get to work, man. Because you got Walker Howard, a former five-star that redshirted at LSU last season. And he is transferred into Ole Miss. Loves the scheme. Loves the coaching staff. This guy is a big-time passer, can zip it short to intermediate, mobile enough to function in this offense. Walker Howard didn't transfer from LSU to Ole Miss to sit and watch Jackson Dart play. And then you got the wild card. You got the senior Spencer Sanders, who transferred in from Oklahoma State, where I know this is going to sound crazy, where Spencer Sanders was a four-year starter. And he still has eligibility left? You're darn right. Things went sideways in Stillwater, he says. So he had to get the heck out of there. And he listened to what Kiffin had to say and said, you know what, I'm going to Ole Miss. I don't care who's already on campus, I'm heading over there. Because Lane Kiffin told all three of these guys, it's going to be an open competition during the spring. Open competition. I don't care if Jackson Dart started 12 games last season or not. We're going to open this thing up. Now, they're a week into spring football practice. And I can't wait to see how this unfolds. All these quarterbacks, it's the same deal. They love the up-tempo scheme that Kiffin runs. They're able to use their mobility and their feet to create big plays, put up big numbers, get a shot at the next level. Three legitimate contenders to be the quarterback at Ole Miss. That quarterback room, the best in college football.
Wouldn't you have liked to play in a system like that, Buck?
I would have had a hard time trusting the coach, though, that said, hey, man, come on in. I know we got eight other guys that we just love, but this thing's going to be wide open.
We really like you, though, Buck.
We're going to let it just be an open competition.
Were you told you were going to win the Heisman, right, when you were being recruited, right?
Yeah, that was the Georgia Tech coach, Pepper Rogers. And I looked at my parents, and they looked at me. And when Coach Rogers left, I said, what'd you make of that? And, you know, to be completely serious here, you know, that had never entered my mind. Never once. And I'd ever thought, you know, if I go to this school, I could win the Heisman Trophy. All I ever wanted to do was win. That's what I was interested in doing. So if the coach talked about that, which Vince Dooley did, then I was listening big time. Come help us win. That sounded reasonable to me. Winning the Heisman? Come on, man. They were running the wishbone at the time.
And Ole Miss was winning this season, Buck, and you kind of called them out. You said they were frauds before the rest of us really found out.
Yeah, the bottom fell out late in the year. The bottom fell out. But they got the best quarterback competition going on right now. See, Kiffin trying to lure in ESPN or SEC Network to broadcast that spring game in Oxford, so everybody can see what that quarterback competition looks like. That's good. This is a crazy day and time, man, in college football. you can up and transfer at the drop of a hat. You don't like the way things are going? Coach Saban would say, gone. See you later.
Gone.
I'm out of here. No more of this. You had to sit out a year where you couldn't play at all, which really stunted the transfer market. These days, you can go, like a month later, you'd be the starting quarterback at another program. Let's get to the final word.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
Going to end the show today with a plea to the Hawk star, Trae Young. believe we've got 7 games remaining in the regular season before the play-in games. So 7 games to go. Trey, can we go 7 games without getting teed up? Because you're sitting on 15 technicals. You get another technical, you're getting suspended. So no more throwing the ball at the official. No more complaining about how you got fouled. No more technicals over the course of these remaining 7 games, please. I know your frustration level, it appears to be at a personal all-time high. Oh, blah, blah, blah. When you see Trey, I mean, he looks like he's as frustrated as he's ever been. Trey, chill and do it for the benefit of the team. Let's hear from Trey Young.
Can't really look too much and too far ahead with all these 7 games. You just got to continue to play one game at a time. And I know we got probably one more maybe before we go out on the road and have to come back. So we got to take care of that first one before we go out on the road. And just take it one game at a time. We can control. So that's all
right.
That
well, how about controlling your temper, please? No more technicals the rest of the way. That's not asking too much. Trey Young, please. For the benefit of the team and the fan base, no more getting teed up. And there's your final word. All right, we got Nick and Chris coming up next, man. We're off to a good start. Hope you'll join me tomorrow. It's a big, big week with the Braves, the curtain getting pulled back on a brand new baseball season. We'll be breaking it down here on the Buck Ballou Show on the Fan 680 and 93.7.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.